Vignette number 117 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. Suzuki Roshi had been quite ill. He had been falsely diagnosed with infectious hepatitis and had gone to the hospital for more tests. I went to visit him just as his lunch was served. He motioned me to come and sit next to him at the edge of the bed. As I crossed the room, he mouthed the words, "I have cancer." When I sat next to him, he leaned over and took a bit of food on his fork and put it into my mouth. "Now we can eat off the same plate again," he said, as if the new diagnosis were some big gift. That's from Yvonne Rand, Mount Zion Hospital, San Francisco, 1971. Ooh, that was October. Early October. Then he announced to his disciples and older students that he had cancer on, I believe it was October 11th. That's just off the top of my head. And it was not only that he had cancer, but that he had terminal cancer. He died December 4th. But this was the typical attitude of his. he never showed, he was sorry he had cancer. And like he told Katagiri, he said, "Well, I don't want to die." But he accepted it. Actually, the person who noticed that he didn't have hepatitis was Mickey Stunkert, Dr. Albert Stunkert, who was like, I think he might have been at Stanford for a while. He was associated with the University of Pennsylvania. I think he might have been head of the medical school there at some point, but I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, he was very well known in the field. He was, his specialty was obesity, but he was one of the oldest Zen students in America. He went over to Japan to be a doctor for war criminals for the military, or maybe he was already over there. Anyway, people in jail, and one of them said, "Hey, you ought to look up D.T. Suzuki in Kamakura," who was very well known. And then he became D.T. Suzuki's doctor and became close with him. He studied with all sorts of Rinzai teachers. I think of he might have had his transmission from Miura, but I'm not sure. Anyway, there's a really nice interview with him on Cuke.com. But he noticed right away that Suzuki was itching. And he said, anyway, it's on Google.com. If you Google Stunkert, he said, that's not hepatitis. It just right away, just noticed some of the things like that. So right away, he thought it was cancer. And he explains why in his interview. There's also material from him on when he was in Japan, a PDF. I'm sure it's linked to from his page. It'd be bad if it didn't. But that's the sort of thing I'm always finding out I need to do and catching up on and making fixes and new links on Qt.com. Anyway, Suzuki maintained a noble attitude in his illness, as many people do, and was an example to all of us. He said now he will teach us how to die, something like that. This has been a Qt Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Qt Audio and Qt Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with rain falling outside, with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.